1. The assumption gap. I assume that I will automatically grow. When we are children, our bodies grow automatically. A year goes by and we become taller, stronger, more capable of doing new things and facing new challenges. I think many people carry into adulthood a subconscious belief that mental, spiritual, and emotional growth follows a similar pattern. Time goes by and we simply get better. We're like Charlie Brown in Charles Schulz's Peanuts comic strip, who once said, "I think I've discovered the secret of life. You just hang around until you get used to it." The problem is that we don't improve by simply living. We have to be intentional about it. No one improves by accident. Personal growth doesn't just happen on its own. And once you're done with your formal education, you must take complete ownership of the growth process, because nobody else will do it for you. If you want your life to improve, you must improve yourself. You must make that a conscious goal. 2. The knowledge gap. I don't know how to grow. Many people learn only from the school of hard knocks. Difficult experiences teach them lessons the hard way and they change, sometimes for the better, sometimes for the worse. The lessons are random and difficult. It's much better to plan your growth intentionally. You decide where you need or want to grow, you choose what you will learn, and you follow through with discipline going at the pace you set. Think about what it is that you want to do. Whom do you want to be? Make a list of things that will help you reach that goal and be that person. Is there something on that list you can do now? Today? Do it. When you start working actively toward your goal, you'll find that the door of personal growth opens a crack. Through that crack, you'll begin to see more growth opportunities everywhere. Your world begins to open up. You accomplish more. You learn more. Other opportunities begin to present themselves. 3. The timing gap. It's not the right time to begin. Whether you feel prompted to or not, now is the time to start growing. The reality is that you will never get much done unless you go ahead and do it before you are ready. If you're not already intentionally growing, you need to get started today. If you don't, you may reach some goals which you can celebrate, but you will eventually plateau. Once you start growing intentionally, you can keep growing and keep asking, "What's next?" 4. The mistake gap. I'm afraid of making mistakes. Growing can be a messy business. It means admitting you don't have the answers. It requires making mistakes. It can make you look foolish. Most people don't enjoy that. But that is the price of admission if you want to improve. If you want to grow, you need to get over any fear you may have of making mistakes. As author and professor Warren Bennis asserts, a mistake is simply another way of doing things. To become intentional about growing, expect to make mistakes every day, and welcome them as a sign that you are moving in the right direction. 5. The perfection gap. I have to find the best way before I start. Similar to the mistake gap is the perfection gap, the desire to find the best way to get started in a growth plan. That's what I thought when I started working on my personal growth. But what I discovered is that I had it backward. I had to get started if I wanted to find the best way. It's similar to driving on an unfamiliar road at night. Ideally, you'd like to be able to see your whole route before you begin. But you see it progressively. As you move forward, a little more of the road is revealed to you. If you want to see more of the way, then get moving. 6. The inspiration gap. I don't feel like doing it. You may not feel inspired to aggressively pursue a growth plan if you haven't started yet. If that's the case, please trust me when I say that the reasons to keep growing far outweigh the reasons to start growing. And you discover the reasons to stay with growth only if you stick with it long enough to start reaping the benefits. So make a commitment to yourself to start and stick with it for at least 12 months. If you do, you will fall in love with the process, and you will be able to look back at the end of that year and see how far you've come. 7. The comparison gap. Others are better than I am. The first 10 years that I was intentionally pursuing personal growth, I was always behind trying to catch up. I had to get over the comparison gap. I recognized I needed to be exposed to bigger and better leaders outside of my own small circle, but when I stepped out of my comfort zone, I was intimidated. It was clear that I was not in their league. Their organizations were 6 times the size of mine, and they had many more and much better ideas than I did. I felt like I was in over my head and trying to swim. Despite that, I was encouraged. Why? Because I discovered that great men were willing to share their ideas. And I was learning so much. You can learn only if others are ahead of you. It was a difficult transition, but it was well worth it. So, if you are aware that others are better than you, don't be discouraged. Be glad others are there to help show you the way.